Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, on a Wednesday morning with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people that are working, helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks that are out there working the oil fields right now in America as well as around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can like the page, and you can jump on into the chat room and carry on a conversation with us. All right, hour number two, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started on talking about the judge reinstating, the federal judge reinstating the New York presidential primary, Sally in Plano, Texas, and good morning, Sally, sent us something interesting. I am aware of this. I'm aware of what transpired. There was a woman that ran a beauty salon, and, of course, the state of Texas is opening up the beauty salons on Friday of this week. You're aware of that, right?
That's right, yes.
Well, she jumped the gun, and she went out there and challenged the system. And this is the problem you have, like it or not, when you have a declared federal state of emergency and a declared state of emergency. There are certain rules and regulations that go by the wayside because it's not, even though they don't call it martial law, they really should. Because you lose some of your rights. You really do lose some of your rights when they do that. And this hair owner opened up her hair salon anyway after she was warned to shut it down. And I guess that she didn't adhere to the warnings and she was arrested, taken into custody. And then yesterday she was sentenced to 7 days in jail and fined $7,000 for opening her business. Now, obviously that sounds like a judge made an example out of her and threw the book at her, right?
Well, that's what it sounds like. The judge, evidently, Captain, did give her an opportunity for a lighter sentence.
If she would apologize.
If she would apologize.
Yeah.
But she stood her ground and she said, no, I'm not going to do this. She's trying to feed her kids. She talked about the hairstylist there. They're also trying to feed their kids. And she told the judge to go ahead with his decision as is.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's a lot of things that can go very, very wrong during a state of emergency, and especially when it comes to violating court orders. Because as many people know, if you have business, you usually have an insurance coverage for that business. Well, if you're in violation of the law and something happens, the insurance may not pay off for anything. They will exclude whatever that was.
Oh, they definitely try not to pay, I'll guarantee you that one. But her name is Shelley Luther.
right.
L-U-T-H-E-R, and a GoFundMe page was set up for her, and just tonight she had $92,000, apparently a little while ago, that had been raised in that GoFundMe page for her and her family. Now, Sally goes on to say, I hope attorney Larry Klayman will get involved and represent her. So he is a name that a lot of people know. He's an attorney that has represented people that get themselves in a jam like this. But again, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised, because anybody, you know, that does something like this, you're just you're tempting fate.
Well, exactly. But here's the thing. This is the reason why we have a court system.
That's right.
And this is why we have constitutional lawyers that can take up these kinds of cases,
yep,
so that we can find out, is this, yep, okay to do, is it not okay to do?
And I guarantee you that when this is all said and done and over with, there's going to be all types of constitutional challenges, because there needs to be, as to whether or not these governors went over the limit and whether or not some of these mayors went way over the limit and beyond their authority. But for anybody to speculate right on and go, whoa, this, it's not going to work. You got to wait till this is over and done with, and then you go after them to seek legal ramification or legal clarification.
Well, that's right. And if there was overreach, then my speculation would be that businesses could, mm-hmm, be entitled to other damages from the state if it's found that there was overreach or something, or the state did something that was illegal.
Yeah, now very quickly here, a federal judge reinstated New York's presidential primary back to June 23rd, says the cancellation deprived residents of New York State the right to vote. Now, this is a Democratic primary, we might add. This definitely adds more life to the Bernie Sanders folks, because they'll show up in droves now to vote for this, because I don't think, and I could be wrong, but I don't think that Joe Biden was going to carry New York State.
But that's a very, very, yeah, that's a, could very, very well be. And Andrew Yang, we understand, Captain, the Democrat presidential candidate who dropped out back in February, he's the one that filed the lawsuit that that brought all this about, evidently.
Well, that's because I think he's behind, he's supporting Bernie now.
Well, exactly. So this, again, a very interesting question. If you just make the Democrat primary go poof into the ether, do people have the right, or people losing their ability to voice their vote? And regardless if you think it's a foregone conclusion or not, you can go vote. That's what we do in this country.
All right. Well, hold on to that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Kathy's going to take us to the break, and she's going to tell you how to call us if you'd like to.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and Mike Gallagher was in his studio yesterday right around the corner from me, and he came in after being hunkered down at his place for the past, month and a half or whatever. But anyway, he was in here yesterday, and he'll be back again today, and he says he really likes being back in the old homestead over here, and I don't blame him. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate a Relief Factor. Now, I am a customer of theirs, and I have been for 4 years. And I found out about the same way you're finding out about the product Relief Factor, and that is on the radio. It's a pain relieving and helps reduce swelling and inflammation product. It's all natural. There's nothing narcotic in it. What's in it is good for you. It's like loading up on vitamins, and we'll get into all that in about another hour. But here's the thing. Okay, if you're suffering from arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, why don't you try the 3-week Quick Start Relief Factor plan? It's only $19.95. You get a packet, you take it the way it says to take the capsules, and you go from there. After all you got to lose is pain. And I'm telling you, as surprising as it was, and many people who are skeptical about stuff, this product works. It works. I got people in the chat room that were commenting earlier that the product works, and somebody said, oh, yeah, you just reminded me, I got to take my Relief Factor right now. So there you go. But here's the deal. I have a website they gave me called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You go over there. You click on the website. And you'll see the logo link for the 3-week quick start. It's got a little video, 2.5 minutes long. You can watch that if you want. Otherwise, just go past that and sign up for the 3-week quick start. But I'm telling you, you'll take this stuff. It'll work for you. And then you'll feel a whole lot better about life in general. Because when you're out of pain, it changes your whole outlook.
I guarantee you that one. I know. Been there, done that. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The president took a little trip yesterday, wound up out there in Arizona, and of course, he was at a factory that was making masks. Now, this was a Honeywell plant. Honeywell's been famous for doing a lot of things in the past, and this is their first crack at doing PPEs, I believe.
I believe so, yes.
So what do you think about it?
Well, that's good. I mean, he's finding out, again, firsthand how it's going on the front lines in terms of manufacturing these kinds of things. I understand one of the dust-ups in this is that he didn't wear a mask when he went there. That was sort of similar to the optics issue that Vice President Pence had the other day when he went to the Mayo Clinic. But, of course, you know, the president has, I think he said even in his briefings that he wasn't going to be wearing a mask per se. And so, he didn't. But right, I think it was also good for him to be able to get out of Washington for a little bit and again show that he's not afraid to go where the people are and take care of business.
Did you hear what he said yesterday when he was talking to the reporters?
What was that?
If Democrats are willing to cause such destruction in the pursuit of power, just imagine what they'll do if they actually obtain it.
Well, truer words were probably never said about another political party. This is really what people should be concerned about. And in fact, we have very good examples of what many Democrats do when they're in power. To wit, those same overreaches, you know, that we've been talking about tonight. You know, they just have this thing where if they're not in charge and micromanaging every single thing about you in your life, they're just not happy. What good is it to be a Democrat, evidently? And by that I mean Democrat elite, not rank and file, voters across the highways and byways. But it just seems to be pretty obvious, Captain, that again, what they're looking for is to take power. They're mad that Trump's in the Oval Office because they can't exercise power. That's plain and simple.
Now, think about something here for a minute. Yesterday, Congressman Mike McCaul, who's from Texas, said that China created the worst cover-up in human history. He also mentioned that it helped to stop a $22 trillion economy on a 0.1% death rate.
Well, see, when the dust settles about this, and, you know, I think we're going to have a much clearer picture of exactly what happened.
Oh, wait a minute. I said that wrong. It's 1% death rate. There we go. Sorry.
1% death rate.
Yeah.
But, right. But again, when the dust settles, we're going to have a real clear picture of exactly what happened. And, but in the midst of the whole thing, if you would all question this, then somehow you're just for, quote-unquote, human sacrifice.
Right, which is why I'm telling the people, you know, if you want to go out and demonstrate and get involved in these rallies and all that sort of stuff, if you're in a state that's still shut down and you want to go do that, that's fine, have at it. But for God's sake, don't try to one-on-one and go against the local governments or the local police departments and this, that, and the other, because they're gonna wind up arresting you if you don't do what you do. And there's plenty of time after this all gets over and done with. There's plenty of time to challenge these rules and regulations in a proper manner, because even if you tried to do it right now, unless you had buku bucks of money, your case wouldn't even make it to the proper court.
Yeah, likely not. And but again, this is one of the things where I think, Captain, there are those who want to create disorder so that they can drop the hammer even harder in some cases. But that's why we go about things in an orderly, legal fashion, and that's where we're going to get the long term.
Now, did you hear about the federal government yesterday that the U.S. filed criminal charges, the first ones against a couple of guys for out defrauding the virus bailout, some $500 million? One guy was from Massachusetts, the other guy from Rhode Island, and they created a dummy company with six different people that were working for them and created a bank that didn't exist. And somehow or another, they managed to get the money. But the government caught them. I guess it's when they were trying to send the money to the bank, and they realized it wasn't a bank. It was an individual account. They caught them, and now these two guys are going to be in big trouble. I mean, they're going to go to jail, one from Rhode Island, one from Massachusetts.
Well, that's exactly right. U.S. Attorney Aaron Weissman in Rhode Island said it's unconscionable that anybody would attempt to steal from a program intended to help hardworking Americans, you know, continue to be paid so they could feed their family and pay their bills. And, of course, Captain Attorney General William Barr had prioritized U.S. Attorney offices to conduct investigations for anybody who's running any kind of a scam, including getting this money, on top of trying to sell fake cures or other kinds of things having to do with coronavirus.
Now, here's an interesting one. A Reuters poll came out yesterday, and in that poll, Joe Biden, his numbers slipped against the president. As a matter of fact, in several different categories, the president was ahead of him, starting with the economy and the handling of the virus. He was way ahead of Joe Biden. And, of course, Biden came out yesterday and said, well, we're going to restart our campaign activity with virtual stops in Tampa and Jacksonville. What's a virtual stop?
Well, I think it's the
computer.
Pardon?
Is it computer?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's the more of from Biden's basement bunker, I think.
So they're going to broadcast directly to Tampa Tampa and Jacksonville, apparently, from his basement.
Yeah, his basement bunker, exactly. That's what it sounds like to me, anyway. But the president is also, he has the advantage, as any incumbent does, of actually being the president.
And I meant to mention this earlier, and I'm sorry I didn't, but I'll mention it now before we run out of time. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was taken to the hospital last night with an infection, and I haven't really heard anything about her condition. Have you?
What I understand, what little I know about it, is that I think it had to do with a gallstone, and there was an infection as a result of that, and so they were treating her and so forth, so obviously we wish her the very best.
Yeah, and unfortunately, when you get to be her age and these sort of things happen, you always have to wonder, well, is this the last trip to the hospital?
Yeah, unfortunately, exactly.
Okay.
And gallstones can be very, very uncomfortable and serious. Yeah.
Now, let's end it with this. Disney World and whatnot, all the Disney affiliates, and that includes the cruise ships, has been hit with a $1.4 billion loss so far from the virus shutdown. And Mitch McConnell and the GOP senators are suggesting holding off on a fifth virus relief bill. Reason being is because guess what Nancy wants to put in that one?
What's that?
$2,000 a month for Americans for the next 6 months that need the money.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's, again, part and parcel of what they're trying to bring about. The better thing to do is get people back to work. But I've even seen quotes, Captain, of people saying, I make more on unemployment.
That's true. Some of them are making more money on unemployment than they were if they were working, so they're not in any big hurry to go back to work.
Precisely right.
And that's a real shame. That's a sign of the times. All right. Tell everybody how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We're happy to have him on the program. And we get a lot of great compliments from the people. And, you know, we talk about things when Kyle's on here that you don't hear anywhere else. And you should. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is defending the move to dismantle the coronavirus task force in a matter of weeks, even though the number of cases of the coronavirus continues to climb.
We have hospitals that we built. We have medical centers that we built. We have people on the task force that focused on that. We have people on the task force that's focused exclusively on ventilators.
The The president in Arizona met with members of the Native American community. 2,000 members of the Navajo Nation have been infected with COVID-19. He was also asked whether Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx would take part in the new committee that would be formed as the focus turns to the economy.
They will be, and so will other doctors, and so will other experts in the field.
At the Honeywell plant, the president said the pandemic has underscored the importance of restoring supply chains and a powerful domestic manufacturing base. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy is going to tell you about themselves, but what we'll tell you is they have two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at. And tomorrow, Bo will be on the program, and he'll be telling you when they're going to open up and start teaching again. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one just outside Boston in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay where I'm at, Tampa, over in Clearwater, right here in Tampa Bay. Now, the good thing about the National Aviation Academy is that if you want a steady, steady income, starting out 40-hour work week, about $60,000 a year, and it'll only go up from there depending on your God-given ability, because the work is there as an aviation maintenance tech. The work is there. So what you need to do is go to their website, take a look at what they have to offer, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and then once you do that, Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one works out better for you. And then after you do that, start becoming a student and learn what we already know. National Aviation Academy. Certainly a tremendous career opportunity for you. All right, 29 Purple Hearts are going to be given to the soldiers injured in the January 8th Iranian ballistic missile attack that struck two Iraqi bases housing coalition troops, according to U.S. Central Command. And that's a good thing. TBI is what they were suffering from, traumatic brain injury. That's nothing to mess with. By the way, four U.S. Navy ships and a United Kingdom Royal Navy ship sailed into frigid Arctic waters of the Barents Sea on May the 4th to conduct maritime security operations. Now, the Barents Sea is just to the north of Russia, so they're up there headed towards the Arctic Circle, if you will. But that's where they're at. And the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, said the Navy's second coronavirus outbreak at sea could have been picked up through a counter-narcotics operation. And we're talking about the destroyer USS Kidd, who currently has a problem. By the way, the USS Theodore Roosevelt is getting ready to shove off and go back on patrol. Kudos and good luck to them. I don't know who's going to be commanding the ship yet. And 51-year-old Sergeant Michael Murray is about to graduate from basic combat training again. And he's going to be sent to an EOD school. How about that? Also, one of the most prominent veterans serving in Congress is pushing her colleagues to approve hazard pay for troops working on the front lines of the coronavirus response, arguing the risk warrants that designation. Now, will it happen? Don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. A lot of people want a lot of things, and again, where are they getting the money from? Where's the money going to come from? By the way, B-1 bombers are back in Guam for the Bomber Task Force deployment, strategic bombers, back at the Anderson Air Force Base in Guam, less than a month after the Air Force entered its continuous bomber presence mission at Anderson. We'll see how that works out. Meanwhile, the Afghanistan peace process is behind schedule, predominantly because the Taliban keep attacking government outposts and killing troops and bombing suicide bombers in different places of Afghanistan. The Taliban is failing to reduce violence in the war-torn country, so that's not going to help. And I will tell you that Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the 14-month U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, while it's still on track, it pens a critical power-sharing negotiation between the two leaders who both claim to be president of Afghanistan. Isn't that something? And U.S. Special Force Operation Troops, U.S. Special Operations Troops, with the Anti-Islamic State Coalition, have been using drones to train security forces in Iraq while physically distancing during the coronavirus pandemic. There were more bombings again yesterday inside Syria. We'll see how all that plays out. By the way, the Navy and their COVID-19 cases have passed 2,000 as the military cases continue to rise. Now, all that means is that 2,000-plus have tested positive for the COVID-19. It doesn't mean that they actually have it. Now, more aid is being sought for military families stranded by the new defense travel rules. Democratic lawmakers are pushing the Defense Department leaders to ensure travel restrictions on troops related to the coronavirus outbreak don't result in financial disaster for the families. And when the bill comes due for Congress to pay off the nearly $3 trillion in spending bills passed to spur economic activity during the COVID-19 shutdown, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper worries that future Pentagon budgets will take a hit. We'll see. Now, the U.S. military is preparing to live with the ongoing coronavirus pandemic for the foreseeable future. And we'll see how long that new normal lasts. Also, President Donald Trump has announced his intent to nominate Louis Bremer as his pick to be Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Low-Intensity Combat. He would be the top civilian in an oversight role of special operations. We'll see how that works. And also, TRICARE is now limiting some prescription refills during the pandemic. Now, the Defense Health Agency and its TRICARE pharmacy benefits manager, Express Scripts, are limiting prescriptions for several medications used by hospitals to treat patients with the coronavirus. Speaking of which, doctors are reporting that the hydroxychloroquine now has over a 90% chance to cure the coronavirus patients that have it. How about that? That's a new report about hydroxychloroquine. And again, the reason why they're not pushing this the way they should be is because hydroxychloroquine is much cheaper than the other medication that's been developed that's out there too. If you want to call it the fancy drug. Okay, Eric is saying, exactly, sir. They tested positive for genetic material associated with the coronavirus. It doesn't mean that they are currently sick with it, so to speak. They may have actually already had it. That's true. Without symptoms and have just been now tested. You're right, Eric. You're spot on. And that's what people don't understand when they hear these numbers. They go, oh, my God, the cases are up. Well, maybe they are, maybe they're not. You can't read between the lines. It's not just a numbers game we're playing here. You have to understand what the numbers mean. And they're not putting them out there the way that they should be. They're just throwing numbers up at the wall to see what sticks. It's a shame. All right, coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, and brought to you by the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Again, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by. You're going to love it. And if you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All right, two of my most favorite people, Donna Fiducia and Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. We'll get to them in a minute here, but I want to say a special shout-out before we get going here to our friends up there in Kentucky listening to us right now, the great state of Kentucky. I've been there a number of times through this way, that way, and the other way, too, and one of these times I get back up there again. Meantime, here we go. Jitters, Sweet Home Alabama. I'm going to turn that down because that's by popular demand, by request, and that was done for my friend Lucy, who is chiming in from Birmingham tonight. Says, could you play a little Lynyrd Skynyrd? And I said, well, there you go. Does it get any better than that? I don't think so. All righty. Now, the heat continues to build out in the West, and there's going to be some record high temperatures possible over the next couple of days from the southwest and parts of California, Southern California. Now, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect across the region, including Los Angeles to Phoenix across I-10. I'm telling you, you want to talk about hot, it's going to get hot, 110, 115 degrees, maybe even hotter. Now, later in the week, the heat will spread into the Great Basin and parts of the Pacific Northwest as it goes up towards Washington State. Now, I will tell you that right now, Las Vegas, yeah, sure, Las Vegas and going up I-15 towards Utah, that stretch up in there, Mesquite, you got some really warm temperatures. And whether you're on I-8 or whether you're on I-10 going east-west coming across Arizona tonight, coming out of California, you are just going to be in it. Now, I'm not sure what the low tonight's going to be out there, but I suspect if it's in the 80s or 90s, that would be the low. But today, you're going to have temperatures approaching 105, 110. You could even see some 115-degree temperatures out there. So please, you big riggers out there, make sure that your radiators are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And if you need to be carrying some extra coolant with you, then that's what you do, carry some extra coolant with you. So that's what you do. Just remember that. And Cousin Vinny, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And Eric, you too, with the comments in there. Now, I will tell you that we do have some windy conditions up in Idaho tonight, all along I-84, I-15 north-south, Boise, Idaho, Falls, going up into the mountain range towards Oregon, up over Cabbage. You're going to have some winds. Got some winds in central and eastern Washington State also. And tonight, 4th of July, you got yourself a freeze watch up there. Freeze warning up there. And then over towards Bozeman, you got a freeze warning there. Got some windy conditions down below 4th of July, down towards the Idaho line and central part of Montana. Some windy conditions, as well as the central part of Wyoming and out there from Rawlins about to Elk Mountain. You got some windy conditions there. Now, coming out of Colorado tonight, if you're west of I-25, you've got a fire threat advisory, a fire warning advisory for most of the area west of I-25 headed towards Utah. And to the east, I-70 coming out of Denver, you got a freeze watch there tonight. Cool temperatures over into Goodland, Kansas, and going up I-76 towards Nebraska. Got a freeze watch up in there. The next thing I see to bother you would be coming across the south where there's some windy and unsettled conditions. Could be some thunderstorms there today in the central part of Alabama, central part and northern part of Georgia, and the central part of South Carolina. Now, there is a fire threat advisory right now for Mobile East all the way over towards Crestview, Florida, along I-10, so be advised of that. We do have some weather that's trying to kick itself up along the Gulf Coast of Florida and over towards New Orleans right now, so there's some unsettled weather in there that's trying to do something. You do have a freeze warning tonight up for parts of West Virginia and the extreme northeastern part of Kentucky and the mountains up that way. And then in upstate New York, Syracuse, New York, up towards Watertown, you've got a freeze watch up in there. And all up and down I-87 from about Poughkeepsie all the way to the Canadian border, got a freeze watch up in there, too. And a little bit of rain in Jersey, a little bit of rain in Delaware, and maybe some rain on Long Island tonight. And that's the way that all stacks out. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, so we're always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. They are the largest truck stop chain in America at the present time. and well over 400 locations to take care of you. So there's one near you in your travels. And when you see it, pull on in there, stop in, and tell them the captain sent you, because this time of night in the third watch, you are going to get yourself, really good hot coffee. And by the way, I'm smiling because my friend Christine, whose daughter goes to Alabama, is saying, you forgot to say Roll Tide Roll. Well, okay, I just did, didn't I, Christine? There you go. But she heard me play the Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. All righty, let's go to the phone lines, because we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I probably would have made your day had you been listening to Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd, because that was by popular request.
All right, cool.
Yeah, somebody wanted to hear it. Now I get the comments from the people that have either got sons or daughters going there or whatnot. Hey, listen, boy, you talk about stuff that's going on here. We've got a kind of a weird situation with this Texas situation where there was a beauty salon owner who apparently last week opened up when she wasn't supposed to. And they warned her, and she basically said, well, write me a ticket, whatever. And they did. They wrote her the ticket, and then they came back this week and arrested her, and she refused. The judge says, well, all you got to do is admit your mistake and say you're sorry, and I'll go a little bit easy on you. And she wouldn't do it, and she got 7 days in jail and a $7,000 fine. What the heck?
Well, let me clean that up a little bit. She was actually given a cease and desist. Or first, I think it was a restraining order, and then it was a cease and desist. And she was closed for a while. She also did get, she applied for the money, the PPP money, and apparently did get some. She's got 19 employees at this location, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge said, I'm going to give you a week in jail and $500 fine per day, that every day that you were open in defiance. Now, she got on Facebook or one of the social media platforms and literally tore up the cease and desist order that she got. Well, that's why she got nationwide coverage. So the judge said, okay, I'll go easy on you. If you'll just apologize and for being in defiance and whatnot, then, you know, I'll not do the jail time. I don't know about the fine. But she said, no, I have to feed my kids. And if you think that, you know, that's a problem, then you're just going to have to go put me in jail. So we don't know necessarily where it is, but apparently they did take her off to jail.
Yeah.
Now, it is being appealed.
Yep.
The governor could, I guess, step in, but the closing is lifted on Friday, this coming Friday anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, hold that thought. And we'll be right back with more, because you're going to open up the beauty shops in Texas on Friday. So, you know, who knows? But anyway, we'll be back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Right after the top of the hour news, and your station's get a chance to identify themselves. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.